Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Luskin broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. Today we're going to discuss how Texas Darwinists are essentially saying if science education is broken, then increase evolutionary dogmatism and oppose inquiry-based science education. An article in eSchool News about Texas science education observes the unfortunate fact that, quote, U.S. students were outperformed on average by 16 other industrialized countries in science on a recent international exam, sparking new calls to improve math and science education to keep the nation competitive in the global economy, unquote. One of the primary complaints against current science education is that it produces students who can regurgitate facts but don't know how to think like scientists and solve problems. To remedy this problem, there is presently a big push towards inquiry-based science education. In its report, Inquiry and the National Science Education Standards, the National Research Council explains that, quote, inquiry requires identification of assumptions, use of critical and logical thinking, and consideration of alternative explanations, unquote. The Texas Science Standards provide a great example of using precisely such an inquiry-based science education approach to learning science, as they require students to, quote, analyze, review, and critique the strengths and weaknesses of scientific explanations, hypotheses, and theories using scientific evidence and information, unquote. The eSchool News article states that 100 Texas Darwinists recently wrote a letter supporting, quote, good evolution education, unquote, and opposing, quote, scientific illiteracy, unquote. And just how do Texas Darwinists propose improving science education? In their letter, they oppose treating evolution as anything less than, quote, a central pillar in any modern science education, unquote, and suggest that students learn, quote, the overwhelming scientific support for evolution, unquote, where, quote, evolution is taught without qualification, unquote. In other words, under their approach, evolution may not be questioned in the classroom because students must learn that evolution is fact, fact, fact. The aforementioned report, Inquiry and the National Science Education Standards, laments that under such a rote memorization approach, quote, which remains depressingly common today, teachers provide their students with a set of scientific facts, unquote, and warns that if students are not allowed to explore their questions, then, quote, students can lose their gift of curiosity, unquote. Instead, the report observes that science is more than a body of knowledge to be learned and proposes that science education employ, quote, identification of assumptions, use of critical and logical thinking, and consideration of alternative explanations, unquote. Yet it seems that Texas Darwinists would return evolution education to rote memorization of the scientific facts about evolution, opposing the very inquiry-based methodology that many science educators today recognize is a solution to improving science education. Perhaps the solution to science education in Texas is not to impose a state of evolutionary dogmatism, but to increase the degree of inquiry-based science education when learning evolution, using critical and logical thinking, learning the scientific strengths and weaknesses, and engaging in identification of assumptions when studying evolution. If Texas Darwinists are so sure that evolution is correct, then surely it can withstand such scrutiny from high school biology students. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.